to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, you can find out about the full 1986 Doomsday Project, rescued from 12-inch laser discs, the new AllStats British search engine, why website load times can determine how well you sell, how Android phones can leak personal data, and how to lock up your sensitive information. Doomsday Revisited. In 1986, 900 years after William the Conqueror's original Doomsday book, BBC TV producer Peter Armstrong proposed an equally ambitious project. Using money left over from the nationwide rollout of the BBC microcomputer to schools, he hit upon the idea of compiling something similar to the Doomsday book, coverage of the whole country in pictures and text collected by volunteers and stored in digital format. The UK was divided into 23,000 3x4 kilometre blocks, and for 2 years community groups from schools, scout and guide troops, women's institutes and tourist information centres were recruited to gather information about local life in the 1980s. Over 1 million people took part in the survey. 14,000 schools took up the challenge. From the small Scottish school that undertook a full census of the wildlife on their island, to the children of redundant miners who wrote about their hopes for the future. The stories and photographs were eventually loaded onto the Doomsday Machine, a Heath Robinson-ish combination of a BBC master computer, 512 kilobyte memory, a tracker ball pointer, this was pre-mouse, and a large 12-inch video disc player. This was pre-CD-ROM, unveiled in November 1986. But because the machines were outside the price range of nearly all libraries and schools, most people involved in gathering the data and snapping the photos never saw the fruits of their labour. Eventually, the project was mostly forgotten about, with all the data locked beyond reach in increasingly obsolete technology. However, by 2002, the hidden Doomsday data had gained cult status and was providing a treasure trove for digital archaeologists who began digging out the data from the disintegrating discs. Now, 25 years after the original project, that digital archaeology is available online, searchable by place name and postcode, resurrecting a largely unseen history of Britain from the 1986 Doomsday Survey. Check out bbc.co.uk/history/doomsday. Updating Doomsday. In addition to making the quarter-century-old Doomsday Project available online for the first time, the reloaded project aims to continue Doomsday's original mission. 21st-century users are being encouraged to update the archive by adding their own photographs and written insights. Contributors can upload new text entries and digital images via the project website. Getting involved with Doomsday in 2011 is much simpler than it was in the 1980s, according to Doomsday Project producer Alex Mansfield. Everybody had to enter their data on floppy disks on a BBC Micro, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and send it to the BBC, he said. Updating pictures and stories is easy enough. Simply search the Doomsday Reloaded website by location or postcode for the UK area you know something about and click on text or pictures to update. There are also help files, free Doomsday Reloaded information and activity packs to download and print. The updated Doomsday project will finally be closed to new contributions in November when it will be handed over to the National Archives. It is intended that future generations will have permanent online access to this unique snapshot of life in Britain, for as long as the internet keeps working. For more details, see bbc.co.uk/history/doomsday. Help a technophobe. It is estimated that there are over 9 million people in the UK up to one-sixth of the population who have never used the internet. The BBC is encouraging some of the rest of us to become first-click friends and rescue reluctant family members and friends by sharing first-step knowledge and skills to help potential newbies to go online for the first time. All the information needed, including downloadable starter manuals and links to further resources, is available on the Beebs Comprehensive First Click Friends website. Read more at bbc.co.uk/connect. Journey Planner. The door-to-door online travel planner provided by the government-funded Transport Direct Consortium has been updated. It's available for journeys by rail and air, as well as by road, bike, car, bus and coach, throughout Britain, excluding Northern Ireland, and includes extras like a CO2 calculator and live traffic news. It's available via the government's All Departments website, direct.gov, as well as via its own link. Travelline has a regionally based alternative planner at pti.org.uk, where the emphasis is on public transport. Check out transportdirect.info. Traffic Beat. Staying in touch with traffic conditions can be a great help when you need to reach a destination on time. Here to offer live reports for drivers around the world is a free web service called TomTom Live Traffic that lets you view current problem areas and developing traffic snarl-ups in many countries, including the UK. Check out tomtom.com/live-traffic. Sony Backpack. Sony is offering a welcome backpack with free games and possibly movies to PlayStation Network, PSN, users to compensate for taking down its online gaming network for nearly a month after hackers broke in and stole sensitive information. For more details, see thisisfakediy.co.uk/articles/games. Android phones leaking personal data. In yet another instance of devices compromising users' personal privacy, university researchers have found that most phones running Google's Android operating system can be vulnerable to attacks that let adversaries steal digital credentials used to access calendars, contacts, and other sensitive data stored on the search giant servers. The findings from the University of Ulm in Germany build on previous findings from Rice University in the US, which uncovered similar Android privacy shortcomings in February. Based on Google's own statistics, more than 99% of Android-based handsets are vulnerable to the attacks, which are similar in difficulty and affect to so-called sidejacking exploits that steal authentication cookies, the register writes. A Google spokesman said the Android team is aware of the problem and is working on a fix. Read more at theregister.co.uk. Lock up your phone data. The security of the data you collect and store on your smartphone has become an issue of increasing importance. There are various applications that let you lock up your vital information in various ways. But one that's worth looking at if you are an Android phone user in need of a data encryption app is WhisperCore, a free-to-use smartphone application for Android devices. It integrates with the underlying Android OS to protect everything you keep on your phone. Check out whispersys.com. File-to-phone sender. New smartphone users often have problems working out how to send files from their phones to their contacts. For them, there's a new site called WizDrop that should be helpful. It's a free-to-use web service that lets anyone send files to any type of mobile phone and to email addresses. The site can be accessed from phone or PC. Check out WizDrop.com. Password security. Using the same password and login for most of the secure sites you visit is not a good idea. But remembering lots of different details covering multiple destinations can be difficult. LastPass is a handy web freebie and browser plugin that puts all your individual passwords under encrypted lock and key and automatically fills in saved logins and forms with the click of a button so you never have to remember them again. LastPass can log you in with saved login credentials at any website you visit. It offers more free options than its popular and longer-standing rival, RoboForm, roboform.com, and can also sync your data to other computers that you use regularly. Check out LastPass.com. Camcarder. If you're in danger of being overwhelmed having to manage the dozens of business cards that you collect in the course of work or at conferences and events, you might appreciate some help from Camcard. This Android business card reader app lets you capture each card through your smartphone camera and uses OCR technology to convert the information into a text-based contact. The app can handle business cards in 16 languages. For more details, see market.android.com. Speed matters. Do website load times determine sales? Charisse Jacob at the Kissmetrics marketing blog believes that decreasing website load times will increase sales or conversions. She points to a report which suggests that nearly half of web users expect a site to load quickly and tend to abandon sites that don't load within a few seconds. Online checking resources like WebPage Test, webpagetest.org, or browser plugins like PageSpeed, code.google.com/speed/page-speed, are useful tools for site owners who need to know how quickly their pages are appearing for potential customers who are ready to see what's on offer, but might not be prepared to wait for content that takes too long to hove into view. Read more at blog.kissmetrics.com. Site check. Does the web think? Not quite yet, but it does manage to form opinions of a kind, particularly about individual sites, and a snapshot of its views about your website or any other can be found in a matter of moments at reviewandjudge.org. Returned information includes an estimate of the traffic a site is getting and a look at how it ranks on the Google popularity scale. There's also an emphasis on reporting any user, customer, complaints that may be circulating. If you don't like what you see, and for anyone who disagrees with the information presented, there are opportunities to submit a personal review to correct matters or to provide additional information if you own the site being checked. Check out reviewandjudge.org. Mobile ads up. Marketeers are increasing spending on local and mobile search. The proportion of companies using mobile search as part of their marketing strategy has doubled in the last 12 months. eConsultancy.com takes a look at some of the key trends revealed by a UK search engine benchmarking report. Read more at eConsultancy.com/UK/blog. Improve search positions with Twitter. Marketing tipsters at Search Engine People, based in Ontario, Canada, reckon that optimizing your social media profiles for search engine position boosting is becoming essential. They offer easy steps to turn your Twitter account into a SEO magnet. A simple-to-follow 7-step advisory with some recommendations that you may have missed elsewhere. For more information, see searchenginepeople.com/blog. Twitter, but mostly Facebook marketing favorites. 3/4 of small businesses are already active social media marketeers, according to online marketing services firm Constant Contact, which surveyed 1,572 small businesses during March and April. Facebook was the social medium of choice for 95% of the small businesses working on social media marketing, followed by 60% using Twitter, 58% using LinkedIn, with 45% using YouTube and other video sharing sites. Read more at mediapost.com/publications. Bing as you like it. Microsoft's Bing search engine is tightening its relationship with Facebook to more thoroughly integrate the social network's data into search results. Although this isn't the first time that Microsoft and Facebook have worked together to make search more social, Computerworld explains that Bing used to merely let users know if their Facebook friends had liked any of the search results they were seeing, but now Microsoft is to give preferential treatment as a matter of course to liked web pages when ranking Bing's results. For more details, see computerworld.com. Facebook-Google wars. In mid-May, the Daily Beast discovered that Facebook hired a top PR firm to launch a whisper campaign about Google. Dan Lyons explains how it all went down and what the Facebook spokesperson said when confronted with the evidence. The social network admitted that it hired Berenson Marsteller, one of the world's largest PR firms, to plant scaremongering stories about Google's privacy policies in the Washington Post, USA Today, and at other high-profile US news outlets. Tactics like this are never a good idea, according to Richard Merrin, director at Spreckley PR. I always advise clients that one thing they must not do is to attack the competition, he said. This alleged PR smear campaign is the latest highly public example of what many in the industry believe to be the biggest grudge match in corporate America. Berenson Marsteller is no stranger to the anti-Google stories. In 2007, Microsoft admitted that it had an ongoing relationship with the firm, which had been lobbying a number of top UK businesses to raise the issue of Google's unjustified dominance in search. Read more at thedailybeast.com. The bubble question. After AOL valued Huffington Post at $315 million, and the latest valuation of Facebook resulted in seven new names winning places on the Forbes list of billionaires, Media Post asks if we're experiencing a second dot-com bubble, and if we are, how soon will it burst? If it's not a bubble, how do we reconcile the colossal valuation gap between traditional media and global companies who make things compared with the newly popular upstarts of the web world? For more details, see mediapost.com/publications. Search Engine of the Month. Xanran is a new British search engine that focuses exclusively on finding stats on the web. Listed results consist of pages of numerical and graphical data, what Xanran calls semi-structured web content, defined as numerical data presented as graphs, tables, and charts. This could be a graph in a PDF report, a table in an Excel spreadsheet, or a bar chart shown as an image on an HTML web page. Based in the Islington area of London, Xanran was founded by Jonathan Goldhill and Yves Dassas, who previously ran telecom businesses, High Track Communications Limited and Bikebug Radio Technologies. Check out xanran.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you listen again next month.